I want to talk more about cravings, simply because that came up mostly in the surveys. A lot of people give up because of cravings. So let's talk about this a little bit more. So there's several things that make you crave. Of course, eating carbs will make you crave, not getting enough sleep, or going through stress will make you crave because of the high levels of cortisol. Consuming refined foods that are void in nutrients will keep you craving, as in refined sugars, as well as refined flour products. And so what I want to focus on in this tip is consuming more nutrient-dense foods. Not only will this satisfy you, it will help fix insulin resistance, because when you have insulin resistance, you need more nutrients to override this resistance, because a lot of nutrients require insulin to enter into your cells. And so even though you're getting your requirements for nutrients, they're not being absorbed. You can also have gallbladder problems that you absorb the fat-soluble nutrients. You can also have gut damage from, I don't know, antibiotics, which could be blocking your ability to absorb certain things. You can also have a lack of friendly bacteria that can prevent your absorption of nutrients. But let's go through briefly some key nutrients and some foods that are high in that nutrients. Let's start with vitamin A. When you look up vitamin A, a lot of times you'll see things like leafy greens, butternut squash, sweet potato, spinach, lettuce, things like that. But those are all precursors to the active form of vitamin A. There's very small amounts of actual retinol, which is the bioavailable vitamin A, in any plant sources. So to get your bioactive, highly absorbable vitamin A, this is the list. Number one, liver. Liver has the most vitamin A. Organ meats, loaded with vitamin A. Seafood, fish. Fish oils, as in cod liver oil. Dairy, as in cheese. And eggs. Now let's go into vitamin C. Sauerkraut has the most vitamin C. Then red pepper, green pepper, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, berries, especially strawberries, citrus, and tomato. Then we get to vitamin E, sunflower seeds, wheat germ oil, almonds, spinach, Swiss chard, avocados, hazelnuts, peanut butter, broccoli, and asparagus. Then we get to the B vitamins. Now, nutritional yeast is a good source of B vitamins. Liver and organ meats have a ton of B vitamins. Salmon, then we get leafy greens, eggs, dairy, as in cheese, beef, other meats, especially pork. Pork is the meat that has the most B1. Then we get oysters, clams, mussels. Okay, now let's get to trace minerals. Oysters, seafood, fish, sea kelp, anything from the sea. Now, when we get to minerals, it's all over the place because there's a lot of different minerals. For example, iron, red meat, organ meats, liver. When we get to potassium, leafy greens. When we get to magnesium, leafy greens. Then we get to calcium, dairy, as in cheese, because we're not going to recommend yogurt or milk. And then we get the sodium chloride. Well, you just can use salt for that. And what about K2? Very, very important. K1 is in all the leafy greens, but K2 would be in something that most people don't eat in the US called natto, which is the fermented soybean. It's pretty nasty tasting, by the way. Eel has high amounts of vitamin E, not a popular food in the US. Goose liver, which you probably have never had, but liver in general does have a good amount of vitamin K2. Vitamin K2 keeps the calcium in the right place. It keeps it in the bone, keeps it out of the arteries, and it keeps it out of your joints. So hard cheese, grass-fed butter, egg yolks, pepperoni, sausage, and sauerkraut are all good sources of K2. Okay, this tip was a bit too long, but I just wanted to cover the foods that have high amounts of nutrients so that way you know what to focus on when you're on the keto plan.